Hey friendos, I'm Danny B, and welcome to Retrostalgia, a critical analysis of every book, TV show, movie, and video game that I've always been told that I needed in my life. Today, I'll be heading into the Twilight Zone. Before we get started today, how are you coping with the post-Halloween depression? I'm not doing so good. It's begun snowing here, and let's just say that I would not have expected it to start snowing so early in the winter. I would have expected this more in late November, early December maybe. Basically, fall did not last nearly as long as I would have hoped it to, and we have officially entered my second least favorite season of the year. I don't mind the cold, truly, but I hate having to drive or go anywhere in the snow and ice. Well, actually driving isn't too bad, but what really freaks me out is trying to walk through the snow and ice. I'm young, but I'm always afraid of falling and hurting myself. Falling is embarrassing, first of all. Then there's the being covered in snow and being cold after you've fallen. The worst, though, is the fear of hurting myself. Without going into the details, it could be pretty painful if I fell, so I do worry about that. But anyways, you guys don't want to hear me talk about the weather, so here's a small update on the podcast. Retrostalgia is now available on Overcast. I've never heard of that platform, but cool! Anyways, let's move on into The Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone was created and presented by Rod Sterling. The original series debuted 35 years before I was born, running from October 2nd, 1959 to June 19th, 1964. And October, man, what a fitting month for it to debut. That had to have been planned. Just in time for spooky season, you know? Each episode is about half an hour, detailing disturbing or unusual events described as the Twilight Zone, and ending with a lesson to grow on. Watching this show in 2019 adds to the unsettling atmosphere that it attempts to portray. Reason being is that the show was filmed and ran in black and white. At least, I think it was filmed in black and white. I don't think color existed back then, but I don't know, and I didn't bother to do the research. So, you can either take my word for it or look it up yourself. But it's certainly interesting in the high-def 4K world that we live in now, that is obsessed with frame rates, curved monitors, high-intensity graphic cards, and shit like that. It's a really foreign thing to someone like me. I've seen a few black and white movies in my time, but I grew up in a world plenty familiar with color, and so watching this TV series in black and white is just completely unlike anything that I have really seen before. Now, I haven't seen all of The Twilight Zone, but I did watch the first season on Netflix, and I know I haven't really thought too much about how I'm going to be doing these TV show reviews, but I think watching the first season is good enough, unless there's like more than maybe 50 episodes or so. I really thought that this first season for The Twilight Zone was really long. I don't know if the rest of the seasons are like this or anything, but I think watching the first season gave me a pretty good look at the show in general. I thought the first season was pretty good. I really liked it. I did prefer it as background while I was browsing the internet or playing a game on my Switch. And I have also continued to watch the show in my free time. So I'm actually partway through season 2 at the moment. I've been watching a bunch of other stuff, mostly YouTube videos and trying to get caught up on my other podcasts. Yes, I do also listen to podcasts aside from making one, and unfortunately, I haven't really had much time to listen to them as of late because I don't want to go into the details of my job, but I'm currently training someone, and that takes up most of my time during the day. Before, at my job, I was able to listen to whatever I wanted all day because it's a very independent job, it's a desk job, and I don't really have to interact with too many people. It's very independent work, and when you're training someone, you have to do all that independent work with them, and so that doesn't really leave much time for me to listen to podcasts. I don't know about you, but I can't really listen to a podcast while talking to someone about how to do something. It's just easier for me to concentrate on what I'm saying if I'm either not listening to anything or if I'm just listening to some music that I already know. But for the most part, I don't listen to anything while I'm training her. It's just easier that way. As I mentioned earlier, I really enjoyed the fact that the show is in black and white. The lack of color makes the show really easy to look at and watch for extended periods of time. It's very nice if you're sick in bed like I was the other weekend. I get migraines a lot and I don't always want to sleep them away, and sometimes that also doesn't work. So it's nice to have something easy to watch. I think that the show is going to be my go-to thing to put on when my head is trying to explode. It's not a scary or really creepy show, but it's interesting enough to hold your attention while also not being so interesting that you feel bad if you fell asleep while watching it. Which, I don't know about you, but that definitely tends to happen to me after I take a bunch of acetaminophen for my migraines. I also really like that the show is episodic, so you can basically watch the episodes in any order and not be lost or feel like you're missing anything. Every episode is a standalone story, and the acting is pretty well done for the time at least. Some of it seems a little silly, but for the most part, the actors seem to really fall into and believe the extraordinary events unfolding around them. Especially considering the lackluster special effects and kind of meh plots from time to time. Like, a lot of the episodes are really good, but some of them I just didn't think were all that interesting. Speaking of lackluster, let's hear from a podcast that is the complete opposite in every way, shape, and form. Then I'll tell you about Anchor, of course. Are you really expecting anything different? If you'd like to hear me talk about something else, then maybe consider sponsoring the show. I don't have a Patreon. I can make one if you guys want me to. But for now, you can support the podcast on Anchor for as little as 99 cents a month. I have never used this feature, so I can't really say anything about it other than that it exists. Maybe one day I'll be able to tell you about Songfinch or Rothy's or MeUndies or any of the other things that all your other podcasts try to sell you. But until then, please enjoy these ads. Or skip ahead like a minute or two. You do you, and I can't tell you what to do.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch. I'm offended. We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
Results may vary.
We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah!
Yeah!
So, you getting tired of hearing me talk about Anchor yet? No? Yes? Well, I'm a little tired about it. I'd like to do some other ads or something like that. I just would have fun writing those scripts and stuff like that. Maybe we can band together and reach out to Audible or Skillshare or some other service that I would actually recommend to you. You know what I will recommend, though? Getting back to talking about the subject matter of your podcast so that your listeners keep listening. You only have so many, especially when you're a new podcast, so you really need to do your best to keep them. Along a similar vein, let's talk about some of the not great aspects of The Twilight Zone. To be honest, I don't really have much to say here, and I know I didn't really say much before, but I'm gonna try and keep this one a little shorter. Because I want to put this episode out on time, and if I make it any longer or force it to be any longer, I just don't think it's going to be all that good. So let's keep this one a little shorter. As much as I like the formatting of the Twilight Zone episodes, after watching a few, you might begin to actually stop paying attention and start trying to figure out what the twist is. Every episode ends in a vaguely M. Night Shyamalan-esque twist. But at least the twists in this show make sense and have an actual moral to them instead of just trying to make the audience feel like a bunch of idiots for not guessing what the twist is. That being said, The worst thing about this show is probably simply the fact that it is an old show, and so it's very much a product of its time. And I feel like that phrase is going to be something that I will say at least once an episode, so many times through the series of this podcast. I'm going to say it so often, so I'm sorry, but it's really the best way to describe a show like this. It is a product of its time. The show is very white, heterosexual, sexist. There are many episodes involving different military personnel, as well as several involving the idea of space exploration and time travel, which some of my favorite episodes were actually the ones involving space and time travel. I do enjoy watching older stuff that tries to imagine what the future is going to be like, especially things that imagine the future as like a year that's already happened, like Back to the Future. But anyway, let's wrap this thing up with some of my favorite episodes from season one of The Twilight Zone. In order of episode number, episode 8, Time Enough at Last, episode 14, Third from the Sun, episode 15, I Shot an Arrow into the Air, episode 16, The Hitchhiker, episode 21, Mirror Image, episode 29, Nightmare as a Child, episode 30, Stop at Willoughby, episode 34, The After Hours, and the season finale, episode 36, A World of His Own, which ends with the narrator Rod Sterling being removed from existence. Each one of these episodes has a completely different plot that I just found really engaging, and I really actually cared about the characters for the most part. I thought that the twists were pretty good, and not all of them were things that I could guess. I knew about Time Enough at Last before I had ever seen The Twilight Zone and before I'd ever seen the episode. So it was really nice to see the actual like backstory to the twist ending, because the ending is the part that I had actually heard about. And so I was really curious how the progression of the episode got to that twist ending. Anyways, what's your favorite episode? Tweet me, DM me, leave it in a review on Podchaser, Stitcher, or iTunes. Or if you'd rather argue with me about which ones I should have included, well, you can go fuck yourself. I mean, I'll definitely argue with you. I'm someone who will argue, especially if I know that I'm right. But these are opinions, and so no one is really right. Your opinion is right to you, and my opinion is right to me. Which leads me to, I guess, a disclaimer, you know, if it wasn't obvious, everything in this episode that I said is my opinion. So unless it's something like the facts, like if it was filmed in black and white or the time of it airing, those are things you can actually prove. Those are things you can defend. But my opinion is my opinion, and you can't say anything to change it. Overall, though, I would say that The Twilight Zone was a very good show. It's not something that I can see myself ever getting like super into, like being a diehard fan or anything like that, but I will certainly enjoy continuing to watch the rest of the show and seeing how it eventually ends. I believe there are several episodes of it several seasons of it on Netflix right now, so I'm really excited to get through all of the episodes. I think that it's a show that everyone should see. At least some of the more well-known episodes, like Time Enough at Last. Not every episode is a winner, but some of them are pretty good. Especially the ones that I said were my favorites. I really enjoyed those, so I would suggest watching those if you don't know where to start. Or if you're like me, I always have to start something from the beginning. So I started with episode 1 and watched the entire first season, all 36 episodes, and it was a great time. So now that I've finally taken the time to watch the first season of The Twilight Zone, I have a recommendation for you. This week, I would like to recommend the 1944 movie Arsenic and Old Lace. This is another black and white movie, and this movie was recommended to me a few years back, and I found the movie absolutely hilarious. It's about a guy who gets married, and on the day of his wedding, before his new wife comes over to his aunt's house, I guess, he goes over to the house to try to get rid of all of his writings against marriage. This just seems like bad planning on his part. But without his poor planning, we wouldn't have had this awesome movie. While searching for his writings against marriage, he finds a dead body that his aunts were hiding, and hilarity ensues. Please, I implore you to watch this movie. I died laughing the first time I saw it. I should have, like, live tweeted it because, like, every 30 seconds there was something worth mentioning. It's been a few years, so I can't remember most of it, but believe me, I was rolling. And who can resist a movie with the sickly sweet title of Arsenic and Old Lace? Two things that definitely don't go together. I definitely want a tattoo of that somehow. And if anyone has any ideas, please send them my way, but I'll probably end up making it up myself, just like the tattoo I already have. I definitely want my tattoos to be something that I drew myself, and so they're unique. I'm a very, like, original, unique sort of person, so. But if anyone has any ideas, please let me know. Arsenic and Old Lace sounds like a wonderful tattoo. And that concludes this week's episode of Retrostalgia. If you have any suggestions or recommendations for the show, you can email the pod directly at retrostalgiapod@gmail.com or use the contact form on the website in the show description. You can also follow the pod on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at retrostalgiapod. If you have some free time and feel like being an awesome person, please leave me a review on Podchaser, Stitcher, or iTunes. I don't really care what it says. You can let me know what your favorite animal is, your favorite TV show, whatever you feel like. You can tell me what you did that day. I don't care. Cuss me out. Make fun of me. Say whatever you want, as long as you give me 5 stars. But if you want, you can also let me know what you thought of this episode and of the show as well. I promise to read all of your comments, but don't blame me if I don't take you seriously. Also, please let me know what else you would like to see from the pod. I love feedback, and I would really love to actually interact with you guys. So please hit me up. Either way, I'll see you again in 2 weeks for the next episode. Until then, I'm Danny B, reminding you to be kind, please rewind. See you soon. Bye!